Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and this morning's conversation is with Dr. Ron Sanders, Associate Director of National Intelligence for Human Capital. Also joining us in our conversation is Bob Leimeister, partner in IBM's Human Capital Practice. Ron, in the past year, the intelligence community has launched its own version of a Wikipedia called Intellipedia. Can you elaborate on this tool, and how does it enable employees to better collaborate?
I really think this is one of the great success stories in the intelligence community and also a powerful model, precursor of things to come. You've already pretty much described it. I mean, if you know about Wikipedia, then you've seen the basic architecture for Intellipedia. The difference is that there are intelligence analytic topics on Intellipedia that analysts from across the community can contribute to. And it has the same sort of protocols and rules of engagement, et cetera, that Wikipedia does. People identify themselves and, you know, they better know what they're talking about because other people will challenge them on it. And it's a virtual debate and discussion. It's not unlike the way national intelligence estimates are built, except that NIEs, it's more face-to-face. In this case, it's far more virtual. But again, I think as a precursor of things to come, it's very powerful. We're going to try an experiment ourselves in putting our proposed IC core values on such things as Intellipedia so that our virtual workforce can virtually collaborate with us on the final content of those values. I suspect you'll see pieces and parts of our pay-for-performance system out on the web in a similar fashion so that employees can give us input. The beauty of this is that the newest generation of intelligence community professionals thinks nothing of using tools like this. They grew up with tools like this. They exchange information. You've got to prevent them from sharing information. I told a group of people new to the intelligence community just the other day, they're the revolution. This is as much top-down with things like a human capital plan and joint duty. It's also bottom-up. This 40% and growing part of our workforce who demand these kinds of tools, they're going to make us change or they're going to leave. And our senior leaders know we do not want this generation to leave. So they're driving us from the bottom. All you have to do, you guys can't do it because it's inside a classified environment. But if you just watch the traffic on Intellipedia and watch the debate and discussion, it is truly remarkable. And if we can replicate that across the IC, expand it beyond the analytic community to all of our functional communities, again, I think it as a collaborative tool, as a way of bringing about this culture of collaboration, it's got tremendous potential.
So, Ron, along these lines, with the evolution of the intelligence community and the continued global war on terror, how do you envision the intelligence community's human capital needs evolving over the next, say, 3 to 5 years? And how do you envision your office will evolve over the same time period?
I think over the next 3 to 5 years, while I still believe we need to sustain our intake, and I have to tell you, I've alluded to this a couple of times, but it's still remarkable to me, we get tens of thousands of resumes of people who want to work for the intelligence community, and these are our nation's best and brightest, including many first and second generation Americans. So we are blessed with that magnet, and we'll continue to hire. But I think our challenge in the 3 to 5 year and beyond range is to now ensure that we retain those people, that they're motivated, that they have career opportunities, that they have training and development opportunities, career growth, because this is a generation that everybody says has wanderlust. They'll vote with their feet. And we need to put in place now programs and systems that reflect their values the way they look at the world, Intellipedia being another example of that. I believe joint duty will really resonate with this next generation. They want to move around, and I'm happy to tell them you can have a career that takes you in 16 or 17 different intelligence agencies doing all sorts of really, really neat things without ever leaving the intelligence community. But you know, we've now got the talent coming in the door. We need to make sure that that talent, that we retain those people, that we motivate them, that they stay with us for as long as we can keep them for the long haul.
Ron, if we can go beyond the intelligence community with this question, you've had many years of experience across federal government as a human resources executive at OPM, at DOD, and IRS, and now at DNI. Could you give us your perspective on some of the changes that have occurred over the years within federal HR and where you think it's going in the future?
Let me talk about two dimensions, one more technical, the other more strategic. From a technical standpoint, I don't think you can be a chief human capital officer anymore unless you are conversant in things like information technology and some of the softer things we've talked about here, like culture and core values and transformation, change management, et cetera. The days – and I frankly grew up in those days – the days when you got to the top by being an expert on the rules, I think they're gone. You need to know enough about the rules to be dangerous. You need to know enough about the rules to be able to change them because at the end of the day, there are still going to be rules, maybe less of them, but still rules. But those aren't enough to be a chief human capital officer. And that's the more strategic dimension. I think that organizations, not just federal or public ones, have realized the importance of human capital, the importance of people to mission. And I think what that means is that the human capital officer needs to have a seat at the table. The organizations that know that, I think, are going to perform better than those that don't. This is my philosophy. I don't think I sit at the table as a consultant or an advisor. I think I have something to add to the strategic direction of the organization. And I think if you look across town, you'll find examples of that. That you have to consider where your people are, your workforce, not just their skills and abilities but their mind. Where's their head at if you really want to progress and really want to perform as an agency? So I think a seat at that head table with the other – underscore other – senior leaders in the organization, I think that's critical. I don't mean this to be presumptuous or self-serving, but that's one of the things that Director McConnell has realized and where I was able to operate a little bit outside the radar screen before, he's made my office a direct report to him. Again, I think because he knows from his previous lives one of the most powerful levers he has in transforming the IC is human capital strategies and policies.
So, Ron, with your extensive experience and your perspective on the future, what advice would you give to someone who's out there perhaps thinking about a career in public service or perhaps a career in intelligence?
I want to be realistic, and I've had this talk with our new recruits. I think they're looking at a career or considering a career with great rewards, particularly great intrinsic rewards, but also great frustrations. We are still bureaucracies. They can be very frustrating. They can be mindless. As I said, there will always be rules. And they need to appreciate the reward of tilting at the windmill and in some cases knocking it over. I had this discussion with a young lady who was contemplating a career, a choice, either a consultant or an intelligence analyst inside the community. And in fact, as a consultant, she would have been doing intelligence analysis. And there was a difference in salaries, not a huge one, but at that age and at that point in the career, big enough. And one of the things I told her was, you know, you got to weigh the money and where you are in life. But at the end of the day, if you want to be in the room when the critical, inherently governmental, really, really, really important stuff is discussed and decided, you've got to make a choice. You've got to be part of our national intelligence services. You've got to be a you've got to be inside in the intelligence community as a public servant because there is, at the end of the day, a pretty bright line. You can advise and consult and I don't want to sound like I'm anti-contractor because I've realized that they serve as our reserve force. They've allowed us to surge and meet the demands of our operating tempo, and without them, we would not have succeeded after 9/11. That's how we surged through contractors and contract analysts, for example. But at the end of the day, there is a bright line there. There is an inherently governmental part of this, and when the big decisions, the really critical national security issues are discussed, even at the relatively junior analyst level, that's where being a public servant is most rewarding. And you're going to deal with a lot of frustration. I don't know whether it's 80-20 or 90-10, but that 10% or 20%, whatever it is, in my view, in my experience, is really, really, really worth it. You can't buy it. It's priceless, like the commercial says.
Ron, that's fantastic advice, and I thank you for your candor about your perspective. Unfortunately, we have reached the end of our hour together, so I do want to thank you for fitting us into your busy schedule. But more importantly, Bob and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to our country in the various roles you've held across the federal government.
Thank you. I'm always happy to try to go out and preach the gospel. The Director of National Intelligence, Director McConnell, and the people who work for him, we have a huge challenge. It's very important. It's what gets us up in the morning. Folks out there who are interested in the intelligence community mission, send me your resume. We're always looking for the best and brightest. But for those others who aren't necessarily looking for employment but want to see us succeed, we'll take all the help we can. We have to make this work. Our nation's security depends on it, and so that's, as I said, that's what motivates us and gets us up in the morning and keeps us at the office till very late at night.
Great, great. Thank you. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Ron Sanders, Associate Director of National Intelligence for Human Capital. As you enjoy the rest of your day, please take time to remember the men and women of our armed and civil services abroad who can't hear this morning's show on how we're improving their government, but who deserve our unconditional respect and support. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Albert Morales. Thank you for listening.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to join us every Saturday at 9 a.m. and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.